Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Friday, May 3, 2024. For today's editorial. Last chance for a global treaty on plastic waste. A United Nations-initiated conference in Ottawa, Canada, earlier this week buoyed cautious optimism for a global treaty on plastic pollution. The delegates from 175 countries who attended the UN Environment Programme, UNEP, conference have agreed on a draft of the treaty that will be up for approval during the final round of negotiations in Busan, South Korea, in November. If adopted, it would be the first international pact to address the scourge of plastic waste. For much of the 20th century, plastics enjoyed a reputation as the wonder material. Plastics can take any shape or form, from shopping bags and nylon stockings to Tupperware and spacesuits. They are cheaper to produce than metal, glass or paper. Today, plastic use has surged, driven by economic growth and consumption. In 2022, worldwide production of plastics reached a mind-boggling 400.3 million tons. By one estimate, plastic use will almost triple between 2019 and 2060. The downside is that two-thirds of the plastics produced are discarded as waste, ending up in landfills or, more alarmingly, in the world's oceans. Only a fifth of discarded plastics are recycled, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Even before the Ottawa conference, there were numerous attempts to cobble together a comprehensive, legally binding treaty on plastic pollution, but consensus building has been hamstrung by sharp clashes between environmental activists, who want a dramatic cut in plastic production, and oil-producing nations and the plastics industry, which favor recycling. The rift was apparent during a UNEP conference in Paris last year. It had presented a blueprint for cutting plastic waste by 80% by 2040, and identified reuse, recycling and reorientation of plastic packaging to alternative materials as key areas of action. Some green groups shot down the blueprint as a concession to the global plastics and petrochemicals industry. A Greenpeace representative said it was clear that oil-producing countries and the fossil fuel industry will do everything in their power to weaken the treaty and delay the process to slash plastic waste. The same arguments resurfaced in Ottawa, although they didn't stop Canadian Parliamentary Secretary Julie DeBrusson from saying there was a massive, monumental change in the tone and in the energy compared with the previous round. The delegates at Ottawa also agreed to analyze how to identify hazardous plastic chemicals in products and problematic plastic products, how to redesign plastic packaging and how to finance efforts to tackle plastic pollution. Whatever happens in Busan 7 months from now will impact on the efforts to rid the planet of the plastic menace. The UNEP has faulted governments and the plastics industry for not being committed enough in tackling the plastic pollution crisis. It said no less than a systemic change is needed. This means moving away from the current linear plastic economy, which centers on producing, using and discarding the material, to a circular plastic economy, where the plastic that is produced is kept in the economy at its highest value for as long as possible. To achieve circularity, the recycling infrastructure must undergo intensive upgrading. That will entail heavy capital investment because the current recycling processes are expensive. A consumer research study also found that many consumers in Southeast Asia consider recycling plastic bottles as an inconvenience, even though a significant majority acknowledges that the bottles present a pressing environmental problem. The respondents cited as reasons no easy access to recycling areas, insufficient storage space for recyclables and a habit of disposing rather than recycling. The UNEP prodded countries to be more proactive in improving their waste management systems. The Philippines has already taken a step in that direction. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources has integrated plastic waste management in issuing mining and mineral permits. The program requires mining processing companies to collect, recycle, reuse and dispose of plastic waste at their sites and at nearby communities. The UNEP warns that plastic pollution can alter habitats and natural processes, reducing ecosystems' ability to adapt to climate change, directly affecting millions of people's livelihoods, food production capabilities, and social well-being. It would be foolish to ignore that warning.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.